Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday. My name's Laura, if you don't know me, and I'm a member of community here. There's going to be some time for reflection this morning around the Bible reading, and then I will do some reflection, and then we'll spend the rest of the time with me singing a song, and then you're welcome to go to breakfast after that. So should we take a few moments just to settle ourselves here, look out the window, look at one another, don't look at anything, look to the ceiling, you could lie down, just to really centre ourselves here. So the reading today is Matthew 27, 45 to 56, which is the death of Jesus. And it's particularly focusing on those around at the scene, the bystanders, and those that went with Jesus up from Galilee. And it's on, I don't know what page it is on your Bibles, because this is a large print one, so I don't know if it's the same, but it's Matthew 27, 45 to 56. It is, yeah, 999, there we are, yeah. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. Bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now, when I read this, I couldn't really say much about it, because it is rather difficult to know what to say. But I'm someone who focuses on smaller things and details. And being a smaller person myself, that kind of makes sense. So I was sort of thinking, the death of Jesus was a monstrous thing, and with great love. But there are many smaller acts, also with great love, kind of seen in this passage. And there are different interpretations about the vinegar-soaked sponge. And I know that quite a few interpretations see it as a sort of final mockery, But there are also other interpretations, and the one that I knew before I read this, which was that it was a sort of thirst quencher, a well-known thirst quencher, and a sort of a purifying thing, and a final kind of act of love by one of the bystanders. It's very difficult to know, really, what it was meant, but I think I'm taking it this way. And also the small acts of love, or, I mean, mighty, really, but, you know, it only has a couple of sentences of, you know, many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. They don't get a massive mention, but I'm sure that must have been a huge, huge thing. They were supposedly little gestures, but with great love. So even though we as humans can never demonstrate the saving power that Jesus had through death, how can we mirror the actions of those in this scene? How can we tell a mighty story through small but powerful acts? For me, it looks like unexpected kitchen conversations, hoovering, sharing music in unlikely settings. It sort of feels like a tiny but deep love language. And often it can feel sacrificial. So I'll give us some time to ponder about moments where we have done very small things that feel insignificant, but actually, yeah, if they came from a place of love, and how we can do more of those things that feel capable, that we feel capable of, but that can, yeah, show a great love. I feel that music is often the most direct and uncomplicated form of communication in moments of intense emotion or in incomprehensible enormity, as we read here in this passage. So for the remainder of this time, I'll sing the song Little Things with Great Love by The Porter's Gate with Madison Cunningham, focusing on the power that we have as humans to do small, simple acts as humble offerings to our Creator.
His kindness rains like water on every humble seed. No simple act of mercy escapes his watchful eye. For there is one who loves me. His hand is kingdom of the heavens. No suffering is unknown. Each tear that falls is holy. Each breaking heart a throne. There is a song of beauty on every weeping eye. For there is one who loves me. His heart it breaks with mine. Deeds forgotten, all the works unseen, every drink of water flowing graciously, every tender mercy to little things with great love, little things with great love. The table of a Savior, no mouth will grow unfed. His children in the shadows stream in and raise their head. Oh, give us ears to hear. And give us eyes to see, for there is one who loves them. I am his hands and feet. For there is one who loves them.
So thank you for joining me for morning prayer. Breakfast will be served shortly. Breakfast will be served shortly in the dining room.